The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
All right, we are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on the 7th day of March, 2013. And I started to say, and I did not complete my thought, yes, we're having all kinds of problems. We have federal agencies claiming that they can pass bills to basically take our firearms away from us and register. They're coming up with new, brand new ways of which they can declare you to be a mental incompetent. This is what was behind servicemen coming back from the Middle East. A lot of these guys didn't even know that their gun rights were suspended, but you might have post-traumatic stress disorder if you were involved in combat. Therefore, you are a risk, and no, you cannot buy guns. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen. Fighting for the empire, for oil and control and whatever else, telling those very same people that no, the tools that you used to use to enrich the corporation, you can't have as a private individual. And this present commercial system of law and codes has replaced the old familiar common law. You know, common sense. And the American juries upon which our republic nation was founded. Now, the following is a legal thread which brought us from individual sovereigns over our government to subjects under D.C. federal international government by use of duplicity, most assuredly, and deception, and negotiable instruments, being the Federal Reserve notes backed by the promise to discharge debt, but not real money, gold and silver. To discharge our debts with limited liability instead of paying our debts at common law with gold or silver. The change in our system of law from American public law to private domestic international D.C. commercialized equity admiralty laws was recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States in Erie Railroad versus Tompkin case of 1938, where the de facto federal U.S. government unhooked itself from the people's supreme common laws of the United States of America and the Republic state governments in the same year. The procedures of law were officially blended with the procedures of private international D.C. congressional equity slash admiralty to create our de facto bankrupted democracy ruled by martial law rule and the rule of necessity by the District of Columbia courts foreign to our system. Now, let me just interject this, and then we've got to go to break. What is Barack Obama doing right now? He is, in fact, exercising that de facto bankrupted democracy ruled by martial law. He is, he is, in fact, the new king.
He's right on, John.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the definitions that we're spelling out. If you want to know what the hell happened to your country, it was stolen when you weren't looking. It was done illegally. And we are in the right. My God in heaven. We'll take the break. We'll be back in three.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Now, prior to 1938, and remember what I said about the Supreme Court of the United States in the Erie Railroad versus Thompson case of 38, where the de facto federal U.S. government unhooked itself from the people's supreme common laws of the United States of America, what you and I recognized as being the Republic. Prior to 1938, all U.S. Supreme Court decisions were based upon public laws, common law of the republics, or that system of law that was controlled by de jure national American common law constitutional limitations. A couple of court sites here. Swift versus Tyson, 16 PET 41 U.S. 1 of 1842, was replaced with Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, 304 U.S. 64, 1938. All U.S. Supreme Court decisions are based upon what is termed de facto equity martial law code rule and martial law code statutes of the public D.C. policy from 1939 onward. Now, public policy,
you got it.
Public policy concerns, quasi-colorable commercial transactions adopted under the negotiable instrument law codes, which is a branch of the international law merchant, this has been codified into what is now known as Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC. which system of codes was made uniform throughout the 50 states through the cunning de facto territorial United States D.C. Congress, which the United States, has its origins in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the de jure American National Constitution of the United States of America, as distinguished from the de facto, colorable, territorial United States Federal D.C. Democratic Congress. Now, in offering grants of negotiable paper, Federal Reserve notes, which the de facto Federal D.C. Democratic Congress gave the 50 states of the Union for education, highways, health, and other purposes, Congress bonded all the states of the Union into a territorial federal commercial agreements with the Federal Territory D.C. United States Democratic Congress, as distinguished from the continental de jure United States of America. Now, the 50 states, representatives, and state governors accepted the quasi-territorial D.C. benefits offered by the de facto territorial federal democratic United States Congress as the consideration of commercial agreement between the de facto federal territorial martial law rule of the federal D.C. United States Congress and each of the now none corporate de facto federal D.C. states, by federal agreements with the District of Columbia, the United States, not the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. The new non-corporate de facto federal states were then obligated to obey the territorial de facto federal D.C. Democratic Congress because of their 14th Amendment citizens of the de facto territorial federal democratic United States, and also to assume their portion of equitable debt of the de facto territorial democratic federal United States District of Columbia to the private international banking corporations for the credit loaned. The credit which each de facto state received in the form of de facto federal D.C. territorial grants was predicated upon federal equitable paper of the District of Columbia, not the United States of America, folks. In short, the state governors sold out the United States of the American Republic, you, of the old de jure Union without even a call to arms to defend our unalienable rights. Does it now make sense to you, ladies and gentlemen, why Rick Perry on a campaign promise started trumpeting 10th Amendment, states' rights? Under this system, the states have no rights. You have no rights being in these states.
That's right.
Because they created a new monster. It's called federal government. Do you now, folks, understand why the FBI is out telling law enforcement, these sovereigns, here's the new Al-Qaeda, they're willing to shoot you dead in the street over a routine traffic stop? No, we're not. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, I wish you people would quit lying. We don't want to shoot anybody. What we want is our law back. We want people like you out of our damn business. The only thing you should be concerned about is what your next job is going to be. And hopefully you're selling cars or bagging groceries, because you are not constitutional. You're out there scaring the hell out of everybody, every cop in uniform, that the public is ready to kill them in the streets. No, we are not. We want our common law, our republic, our money, our stuff. We want it back. It does not belong to this government, this de facto, corporatized, internationalized, owing everybody and paying nobody off. Have you noticed?
Yep.
Who's doing the paying? The people that did the lying, the dying, the living, the sweating, the working. You, ladies and gentlemen, in your own communities, in your townships, in your states, no matter where you are. They are not there for you. You are no more than tax-paying chattel to the new government. That's
your
all that you are.
Cows to be milked.
That's
your
it.
Cows to be milked.
That's it. Now, this perpetual emergency system of negotiable paper promises, it binds all the federal corporate agencies and private federal corporations into de facto federal statute entities of the U.S. government of the District of Columbia, together in a vast system of federal commercial agreements, private international in nature, and is what has altered our de jure national state common law court system from one under the American common law of rules, Seventh Amendment, to the legislative Article I court or tribunal, a colorable private international system of federal de facto District of Columbia commercial slash civil code agreements and treaties with the United Nations. Those federal D.C. fictionist persons brought before the legislative and federal state courts are held to the letter of every de facto statute of the territorial federal D.C. government on the federal, state, county, or municipal levels unless they have exercised the remedy provided for them within that system of commercial codes, whereby, when forced to use a so-called corporate benefit offered or available to them from a corporate government, and that being the de facto United States or the United States of America, they
incorporated,
they may reserve their former rights under the American common law guarantee of same, not to be bound by any legislative contract or de facto colorable third-party commercial agreement that they did not enter knowingly, voluntarily, or intentionally. Now, this is exactly how the de facto non-corporate state entities like county, municipal, de facto little governments got entangled with the de facto legislative federal D.C. perpetual emergency democratic scheme created by the new interpretation of this article under democracy status, not the republic or the de jure United States of America, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 in the Constitution, and called here the de facto federal United States of the District of Columbia to distinguish it from the Continental Republic United States of America and it de jure states of the American Union. Now, folks, does this now make more sense that people like Barack Obama are claiming the right to go drone bomb anybody, to kill U.S. citizens without due process of law? For a
Which U.S. citizen are they talking about?
That's exactly
right. If they're talking about their District of Columbia citizens, they can bomb them all day long.
Or if they want to cut off the ability for you to exercise free commerce and buying firearms to use that Second Amendment, and we have somebody like Chuckie Schumer and Dianne Feinstein proposing this new draconian law that they now say that they can reasonably restrict weapons from the people. Yes, from their point of view, we are threatening their little kingdom, their little fiefdom that they have built. They are worried. They are really concerned about this. So much so.
John, I had a bunch of people up in Maine that bought guns and had to register them, and they registered them under the United States of America, and everything went through perfectly on the paperwork. Isn't that great?
Yeah, but the problem is it's still registered.
No, that's fine, but that's a right. In other words, when you say United States of America on there, basically, you've nailed them, because that's your Second Amendment right.
But we're also
saying I'm part of the militia.
But we're also talking about the very same people sitting up there smiling rather snidely, and you can see in their response to our petitions to them, these are the very same people that are wearing the two hats.
Oh, I understand that. But
so I am not. I am not going to give them an itemized list of what I own, and I don't give a damn what they claim.
No, I understand, John. I'm just telling you, people that felt they wanted to test the waters like I do. So what they did is they registered it under the United States of America under Title 28, Section 1746-1, which gives you all of your unalienable rights.
Continuing. Well, let's not continue. Let's take this break before I can take a breath. All right. We'll be gone for 3 minutes. I'll come back, and I'm way behind on this, so we're going to cover as much as we possibly can here. I'm going to have to move it along. I wanted this full 2 hours. We spent too many minutes in the front of this. I don't like being felt like I've got a rush. So we'll do it sanely and understandably after this break.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, this same national federal territory emergency Congress rules the Continental Republic of the United States of America. You know, it as it legislates for the de facto federal United States territories and its statutory U.S. D.C. citizens.
Right on.
Now, with this information, we may ask, how did we, the free preamble citizenry of the sovereign states of America, sorry FBI, but that's what we were, and we plan on being again, lose our common law guaranteed unalienable rights, privileges, and immunities, and be forced into acceptance of emergency equitable debt obligations of privileges of the foreign federal territorial District of Columbia?
When we signed our Social Security applications, and look at line 3 on the application, it asks you if you're a U.S. citizen, and most people put yes. They didn't question and say, which U.S. citizen are you talking about? Because Social Security was a program for the territories and possessions. It was never, never a mandatory program in the United States of America, and I can prove it.
And as I've stated on this program so many times, if I had a dollar for every time I said it, I'd have the network paid for the next 10 years. That the Constitution does not allow the government to get in to meddle with medical benefits or retirement benefits or any of these other benefits.
Right on.
It was only under their de facto democracy, given
territory.
There you go. So, and that is exactly what you just said, is what follows. We volunteered by individual signatures. Now,
right.
Is it valid? Is it lawful? Of course it's not. But this was the mechanism they used for control, ladies and gentlemen. You know, who can argue with Social Security? Isn't it a benefit I pay into it, the government? Everybody, and I'm supposed to get my retirement? Really? Do you think that this government that has found itself into a debt trap of $222 trillion is going to continue to honor your Social Security benefits? Not when the system collapses. And they have done this. Now, it might be arguable whether they did it intentionally, whether it was the globalists, that this was their plot and their plan to plunder the United States. That would seem a plausible argument. But here's the point. They had no business doing it in the first place. We elected
right on.
Them. We elected them to represent the Constitution of the United States, not the de facto government that we see right now.
Right on, John.
Now, this other is our national, by the way, the answer to this. We volunteered our individual. Today, without our knowledge, we do reside, work, or have income. Pay attention to the IRS and their verbiage. Income from de facto federal, foreign, D.C. territories, commercial subjects, most all business entities, to the direct jurisdiction of the de facto federal democratic United States martial law rule and martial law of Congress assembled as the United States or the District of Columbia. And here's the...
That's your reinterpretation. I just want you to understand this. Remember, the 16th Amendment came in 1913. But the reinterpretation of the 16th Amendment after 1938 was that it was territorial, and only you could volunteer for it if you wanted to, and it was voluntary to the people in the United States of America, but it was mandatory if you lived out in the territories.
Well, in our national federal D.C. de facto representatives, Congress did works for two nations. Each foreign to each other, and by legal cunning, both are called the United States. One is one is the Union of the Sovereign States, or as I've heard it put before, the Confederation, under the de jure Constitution, termed in this article the Continental United States, that was bankrupted in the 1930s. The other is the legislative democracy, Congress, District of Columbia, which has its origin in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the U.S. Constitution, here termed the de facto foreign federal D.C. territorial democratic United States. Now, very few people, when they see some law passed by Congress, ask themselves, which nation was Congress working for when it passed this statute and codified law?
Right.
Or few ask, does this particular law apply to the continental state citizenry or the republic? Or does this particular law apply only to U.S. territorial citizens that reside in the District of Columbia enclaves, territories of the de facto congressional democracy? Ladies and gentlemen, there is a reason why these politicians keep referring. When was the last time that you heard a politician proclaim this grand republic? No, they will tell you it's the world's best democracy.
Right on.
Now, since these questions are seldom asked by the uninformed people of America, it was an open invitation for these cunning political congressional leadership to seek more power, more authority over the entire citizenry of the de facto democracy through the medium of legalese. Congress deliberately failed in its duty to provide a medium of exchange for the citizenry of the republic. Gold and silver, folks, in harmony with its de jure constitutional mandates of duties. Instead, to compete with a D.C. private international takeover. We'll continue right after the bottom of the hour break. Must come down.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, since these questions are never asked, folks, and this is what I've said about the politics of today. Liberal and the Democrats versus neocons, Republicans, it's all a game. And they had one man that came forth and it rocked them to their core. They had to treat Ron Paul the way they treated Ron Paul. They had to be dismissive of him. They could not let this man gain any more acknowledgement or understanding to the American people through this elective process for the CEO of the corporation known as the federal government. They could not allow this man to have any success, and God forbid they could not let him into the office of the presidency, because that man was there for the de jure, the constitutional republic, not this legislative democracy. And it shook them to the commercial interest were chewing their nails to their elbows, because this literally could have brought their corporatized, cunningly designed ruse down around their ears.
Right on.
Now, these negotiable instruments, these paper or this colorable legislative congressional Columbia democracy, these private notes, these federal territorial United States notes, as legal tender for the continental United States citizenry to use in the discharge of their debts, a privilege under the United States territorial District of the Columbia government, changing their status to subjects of the de facto federal United States democracy of Columbia. Again, not our red, white, and blue, folks, not our constitutional republic, not our 10 amendments, not our rights, not our liberties. None of it belongs to you anymore. This is why they have the arrogance to move forward the way they're moving forward, whether it be on the issue of property, on gun ownership. It does not matter to these people. They have pulled off the mask. They're still not admitting of the two governments in existence. We may force them to make that admission, at which time all these Congress critters better pack up their bags and vacate their offices. Because this, what I'm reading to you right now, is spelling out the difference of all the confusion, of all the TSA stuff and the FBI shenanigans and the Attorney General of the United States, Fast and Furious, treaties, Hillary Clinton, the whole nine yards. It explains. They are doing it legally under the United States. This is what most people do not understand. They don't understand, how can they take our rights? How come you're not standing up for them? Do you understand them? Can you walk with a quiet yet very powerful confidence that these people cannot touch you? They are criminals. They are thieves in the night. When you weren't looking, they stole it all. You're more concerned about, how do I pay my bills? I'm not sleeping at night. What am I going to do this weekend? Where am I going to go party? Your country has literally been stolen right out from under you, and you can't figure out why you can't make your bills, or you can't figure out why you're so miserable. We're explaining it to you. Here it is. And none of this rapacious bitching about this agency doing, oh, well, they're over here doing, we got to fight this. We fight and we cut it out. We pull it out by the damn root because it'll keep growing. It's branches of agencies claiming authority. It will never stop. And it's getting draconian as hell. When you have a president that has assumed the authority to kill any United States citizen because he says so, buddy boy, I can tell you why Rand Paul is on the floor of the Senate filibustering. I can tell you why. He wants clarification from the new Brennan installed as the CIA guy. He wants clarification here. Before anybody installs anybody else in any one of these agencies, he wants a clarification. And what Eric Holder and Barack Obama right now are doing, the Texas two-step, they do not want to answer that question. Where does the President of the United States get the authority to kill people on its own soil without due process of law, out of the mouth of one man? How does that happen? We're telling you how it's happening. And it's going to keep getting uglier and uglier and uglier. I can guarantee you that. So going after this issue and chasing that issue, what we're doing is we're bleeding off energy. We're hacking at the branches instead of going at the damn root and pulling it out. Pulling the disease that has destroyed this country. And if you don't think it's destroyed, take a look around you. What are you feeling right now? How much fear do you have in your heart? Why have you not spoken out more loudly than above a whisper? Because you're afraid. Is that any way for an American to conduct his life? Something the government did not give you. The government didn't grant you life. God himself did. Argue with that. I am sick and tired of people tilting at windmills, chasing this or that. Peter.
Yes, sir.
We got to pull these suckers right out from the root. And we're
that's why I'm here, John. I'm here to do anything I can when I've got time to do it. And we've got the time, and let's do it.
All right. Oh, I'm going to stroke out here.
No, you're doing great, buddy. You're doing wonderful. Keep it up.
Now, I'm running out of time here. So can we do this? Can you come back on with me?
I can come back tomorrow. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I can.
All right. Well, then, if that's the case, because I do not want to rush through this. This is way too important. How many issues are we talking about? Does this touch?
Oh, my goodness. There's all kinds of issues.
Well, one in particular.
One in particular is citizenship. In other words, when somebody says, are you a U.S. citizen, the person that's asking you that question, look back at them and say, which one?
Yeah.
The United States of America or the District of Columbia? And when they can't answer the question, you tell them you're from the United States of America, Title 28, Section 1746-1.
And I've said this so many times, Peter, if we had constitutional money, there would be no way in God's green earth that they could have ran up a $222 trillion debt. It would not have been possible. We are in fear of the bankers. We're in fear of our government. We have become a fractured nation and one that is being destroyed right before our very eyes. And I've asked this question on the air before and many times. Do you recognize a coup when you see one? Most people regard a coup of one side banding together with arms and going and overthrowing and fighting the other guy. No, this has been a coup that's been well on its way for some 70, 80 years, even going beyond beyond that.
Right.
The biggest part of it
took place in 1939.
We'll open up the phone lines. I don't want to disinclude the listeners. We will have this document posted on the site in the morning, and Peter, after the conclusion of the program today, send that over with the new date. That will be posted.
I already did.
Okay.
I already sent it to you.
Okay, great. And then we'll have you back on tomorrow, and we'll finish the rest of this. But let me take some calls here, because I want people.
All right.
I want people's full understanding, and I want them to be a part of this country, a part of the dialogue. You, ladies and gentlemen, the true government of the United States. All right, let me go first to Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
You know, it sounds crazy. We hear all this crazy talk about, you know, the elites have life extension technologies. Guys, they already figured it out. Corporations never die.
Right on.
That's right.
Corporations never die. The continuity of government, for one, and the public one. And the other, they have the too big to fail.
Well, and,
right on.
And Mark, think about this. We knew what was happening in California about the food issue. The people spoke in California. Now, I know politically they're as brain screwed as anybody on this planet is. Okay? I know that. But here the people said, look, at least allow us to have labeling on the stuff that we're buying from these corporations. The corporation said, no, you may not. That's who spoke out in California.
That's right.
Right.
Now, my next point, I'll let you go. Right after World War I, the First World War, Peter or John, this is kind of extending past what you're directly talking about, which, of course, is the District of Columbia. But I wonder how many other countries were in parallel with us. In other words, the citizen-type situation that other governments sold out just exactly like we did. How many countries are in the same boat through the central bankster gangsters?
1940, sir. It all happened.
Well, and Mark, think of it this way. We've had different countries out there proclaiming different forms of government. I can guarantee you this. Whether they call themselves a socialist state or a democratic state or whatever, state of confusion, state of debt, doesn't matter. I can guarantee you one thing. First and foremost, what they have installed is the funny money people.
That's right.
From all of that, the corporate energy flows.
They've got a central bank, no different than us. And I bet the same thing happened to them before World War II started.
Yeah, because if you
that's
think
correct, sir.
How many times have you guys heard this? All wealth comes from the earth. It's in its raw form. It's transformed into something else for sale or commerce or whatever the case may be. The point is that the people themselves are the ones doing the laboring and the creating. Okay? What have these people done? They've acted as the arbiter. They have acted as the middleman. They are commanding. They are taking their profits. If this was based on real money, people doing real business for real goods and services and real commerce, you would not see the state that you see the economic condition in this world today.
That's correct.
Very important. Let me let somebody else get on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. Roger in Indiana. Hello, Roger.
Hi, John. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hi.
I had an experience in court one time, pretty much covering what you've been talking about. I went into court and I asked the judge, we started off, and I says, Judge, before we get even started, I'd like to know what jurisdiction you're trying me under. And I says, we either got the choice of equity, which we weren't criminal. I said, I know it's not equity. I says, well, is it criminal or admiralty? And he goes, well, there's no maritime here. And I says, Judge, I'm really confused. I says, that flag behind you has a gold frig around it, and it represents no nation or no constitution, so it can't be, it has to be maritime law. He says, no, it's not. It's Indiana law. And I says, there's no such jurisdiction, Judge. And he says, well, it's Indiana law, and in prosecution, how this is what's so hard to understand Indiana law. I said, it's not a jurisdiction.
Whoa. Slow down a little bit and lower your tone a little bit. You're blending your words so fast and so hard, I can't understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry, John.
It's okay. Hey, it's okay to get excited.
I'm all excited.
It's all right. So the judge says, no, this is Indiana law. So you were there pointing out of what courtroom and what under what authority he was running his little sideshow. And he didn't like it.
No, you could see it in his face. I got him in a corner, and he didn't know what to do. So he blurted out Indiana law. And then and he said it twice, and then prosecution says, well, it's so hard to understand Indiana law. I says, it's not a jurisdiction, Mr. Prose. He says, well, it's Indiana law. And then we went on for another minute, and he says, well, it's statutory. And I says, well, that's not a jurisdiction either. I says, but I know how to deal with that one. But they ended up dismissing the case, not dismissing it, but they set it aside because I was making such a scene in front of everybody how to do it. But
so what was the end result of this little exercise in their little kangaroo court?
Well, they end up dismissing the case. I've had them dismiss quite a few with me. Now they don't want me in their court because I make a scene. But
not making a scene. No, what you're doing is shoving this contradiction of legal versus lawful right up their bazoo. And that's what they don't like.
Right.
And I do understand that. I never could understand that long time until I finally understood that. How did we become a republic or a democracy? Well, Congress can control all territory. And anything that's under territory strictly runs under legislative law.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're being under that commercial fiction.
Right.
You know, they're collateral.
That's what the bankruptcy did in 1938. It put all the states under legislative law.
And
right.
What was really in your ammunition bag, but what they refused to recognize, is you were the sovereign with certain unalienable rights, and you were backed by, not the color of law, you were backed by the Constitution of the Republic. And that... And that they cannot stand. That blows
my
apart.
Question...
Yeah.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
My question is, though, is that I'm learning two other newer things. I've been at this for quite a long time to learn, but the one thing I'm learning new is that, one, I want to find out how I can get rid of my Social Security number, and what was the other thing? Oh, gee whiz, I forgot. I had it right on the tip of my tongue. But
driver's license, passport, what that does, especially your passport. It says right in that little booklet with your smiling little face on it that you are a citizen of the United States. You are actually carrying a document proclaiming their right to screw with you.
Right on.
Right.
Yep.
Email me.
Okay, just say, tell me your email on it because I'm recording this and I'm going to rewrite it.
It's lawman07@live.com.
Thank you.
Great.
Okay.
But Peter, I will get with you because I want to learn that. And plus, the other thing I learned was that we got to learn more about the contracts. This is really under commercial contract.
That's it.
But
right.
I, I think that's our leverage. If we learn more about the contracts and how to deal with them on this, and now them breaking the contract of the Constitution compared to an admiralty contract, I would think.
I've got a whole course on that. I'll give you for free.
There you go, Mark. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, thank you. I'll just Roger from Indiana.
I'm sorry,
Roger. Call your contact you, then yeah. Do I have to give you my number or anything for that, or just contact you?
No, just use the email.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Hey, it's great conversation tonight, great topic. I hope you do it again tomorrow, because I'm recording.
Yeah, and right. Give a donation to John and his organization, if you would, please. I would appreciate that.
I will do that. Right now, I got laid off, but once I get back on there, yeah, I'm going to do that monthly thing or whatever and whatever else I can.
All right. Well, I appreciate
it.
Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate
you. Thank you, John, Peter.
Yeah.
What
I discovered the other day is many people that used to sign up for the archives to this network that defrayed the cost of the bandwidth for all the storable data retrievable by everybody. About two-thirds of the people have left. And
wow.
if you're talking about support of people that really... I'm not artsy and I'm not flashy. I don't go hooking myself to celebrity to ride them into the ground to bump my numbers up. This is serious, serious, to the core information. When I speak on this network, I speak as an individual on my own network. But what I have been trying to relay to people is... that if you're caught up in the reality programming and you're caught up in the celebrity and the splash and the flash, you're in the wrong place. You need to go to Glenn Beckville or anybody that's trying to copy them, because that's all that you're getting. You're not getting the true reasons why we are in the position we are. They're making money and garnering your attention right now, the aftermath of this monster that they've created. And they're trying to convince you by giving me money and buying my products and listening to my tired ass 2 or 3 hours a day, not me, but other people, that somehow we're going to make a difference. It is not going to make a damn bit of difference until people understand how this country was hijacked and demand the return of the constitutional republic and its law for which it stands. And what does it stand for? True freedom and liberty. And a good way to tell the government, get your hands off my itty bitty. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to me.
That's right.
Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Oh.
Hi.
John?
Yes.
Okay. I called my sheriff's department today and I asked him what does he think about who determines a combatant in terms of the president being able to send a missile, a drone. And he was going to get back with me what regulations he thought a president should have to comply with in defining a combatant. I'm wondering if we shouldn't look to our sheriffs to protect us and protect the Bill of Rights and get them in there,
Betty,
telling us what
Betty,
requirements.
Betty, Peter is getting ready to jump on you and say to you, which jurisdiction are you talking to the sheriff about? Because this is what exactly we've been talking about today. The legislative democracy, the law that they claim that it is the law, and you must comply with it.
I'm talking about the geographic area of Wake County.
Well, wherever it is in good old U.S. of A., I don't care if it's in Cincinnapolis, Ohio. The question you should be asking the sheriff is, what are you upholding here? Are you upholding their newfound democracy? Or are you upholding your constitutional duty to the Constitution? Therein lies the difference. Once you make that distinction, once he makes that proclamation, his road is set. There's no deviating. It isn't kind of sorting, picking, and choosing. Either he is the county sheriff representing the people in his county for law, true law and order, or he's not. And I guarantee you, do you have the ability, Betty, because this is going to be posted tomorrow morning. Do you have the ability to download it off of the website?
Mm-hmm.
Then I would suggest that you hand walk that in. It's very simple reading. He can read through this in about 15 minutes. You give that to him, tell him to read it, and then you'll get your answer the next conversation you have with him.
Yep. We're getting drones, and we're paying for it, and FEMA is paying for it. And it certainly is a threat to my household and my life.
It's a threat to all of us. It's a threat to the future generations of this country. If you think things are bad right now, what do you expect the future generations are going to be witness to? This is so far out of control. People keep scratching. They're actually in disbelief. I'm starting to see the talking heads on mainstream media going, wait a minute here. What the hell's going on? If they had the courage to go up, the corporations that they are, if they had the timidity and they were true Americans, they would relay this information. They would bring people on. They would discuss this. If they truly wanted to know what is at the root of all this insanity, we could properly explain it to them. But they don't want to know. They're like everybody else, making big money off of bad news.
I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you.
Yeah, I as fired up as I am right now, I could go for another 2 hours, 4 hours. It wouldn't matter.
I hear you, John. I hear you. Tomorrow's going to be a gangbuster day, buddy. Well, I hope they get all their people to listen to what's going on. Because tomorrow it gets better, because John's going to read the remedy called allocution.
Ooh. Do I have Roger in Indiana back? Then why is he on my caller screen? I'm sorry? No calls. Okay, I don't have an updated caller screen is what I'm trying to relay to you. All right. At any rate, Peter, we'll see you back here tomorrow. And the folks, about 300-400 people left. You know what? Remain stupid. You're not here to hear me make this statement. Oh, I've heard this stuff before. You haven't been listening. Because if you were, you'd still be here right now. What we are describing to you is exact definition of where we're at. Legally versus lawfully. Ammunition, ladies and gentlemen, that's not fired out of a barrel of a gun. Not force of some chemical reaction throwing a projectile downrange. We're talking about the true ammunition to restore the republic. Your sanity, your sovereignty, your liberty, your stuff. So for those 300-400 people that went bye-bye, I hope you enjoy your demise. Because you don't get it, you don't understand it, you're not going to be a part of the solution, you're going to be part of the stupid problem. Now, have I been hard on the listeners in the last week? You betcha. Because that's how damn close we are. At some federale pointing a gun to your head and being able to pull the trigger with immunity. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Do you think this is a game with FEMA camps and fusion centers and a president proclaiming that he can kill anybody? He's got his own kill list, which includes American citizens on U.S. soil. You think this is a game? You keep your head buried wherever it is, because you'll die by it. And you'll be whimpering and blubbering and being on your knees begging your oppressors, please, please let me live. They don't have to, and they don't want to. Peter Neese, thank you. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks, John.
Okay,
bye.
Sir. Bye-bye.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.